Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to.
Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring
yeah,
and fridge
that.
Magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, oh, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great apps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
That's too high, darling. I did say that.
Hello, my sweet, sweet toffees, my cool licorice or liquori, my indulgent walnut whips, maybe even the odd cherry Bakewell out there having a listen. Bless you, I love the cherry Bakewells of life. Big fat cherry on your head, a delicious sponge underneath, and an arguably unnecessary hint of almond, but still, you go, girls. Love ya, love your cherry Bakewells. And I like eating them as well. I mean real cherry Bakewells. I don't eat people who remind me of cherry Bakewells. That is very much in the past. Welcome back to the Anna Man podcast. We're back after a minor breakdown-inspired hiatus. This is the show where the actor, actress, and act thing that I, Anna Man, give my thoughts on the world, on a career in the arts, acting, singing, stenciling for a short time. I mean, that was more of a workshop, really, to be honest, that I attended. Very expensive for what it was, actually. It was only about 14 minutes long, and it cost me £80. I don't even know why I went along. I'm not that into stenciling. I think I was just bored and rich at the time. Fuck, what we wouldn't do for those times back, hey, darlings, when we were rich. Oh, when we were rich! Some of you might never have been rich. And, you know, in some ways, and I don't mean this to sound patronising, but I envy you. I really do. I think it's better to have had nothing and to be nothing and to know that that's the way it almost definitely will continue than, like me, to have everything. Well, you know, a swimming pool, briefly, a house at least, a car, a lot of jewels and a lot of workshops. To have all that and then have the fucking tax man come along and take it all away. Not for tax. You see, I married a tax man, Peter Shilton. Not to be confused with the goalkeeper, Peter Shilton, of course. Shilton. Led to a lot of misunderstandings back in the day. But yes, I married him, and after the divorce, he managed to wangle it so he got everything. All I got was his socks, which was a real, you know, I mean, there was a lot of them, and some of them were designer, but still. Anyway, I paid £80 for this workshop back in the day. Sorry about that, darling. My best friend Sue Clinch just burst in, pretending to be an ox. She's not well, bless her. To be honest, she doesn't really have to pretend much. She looks like one. Oh, that was mean. I don't mean... Oh, God, she's off. She's just shouting ox. I don't know if you can hear her in the background. Ox! Anyway. No, but I don't mean to be mean about her appearance. When I say she looks like an ox, I mean she has the aura of something that could pull a plough in ancient days. Shall we leave it at that? Anyway, the point is, 40 minutes long... For £80, I was very disappointed. Oh, God, the ox is back. Right, I've checked with Sue, and she wasn't being an ox. She explained, me being rhino, is what she said. She was being a rhino, and she was actually shouting, charge. You can hear her back there. You're just going to have to deal with it, all right, because I don't have time to do this again, or even to reach over and close the door, to be honest. I've got Sue today. What are you saying, darling? charge. I think it's still charged. She's still charging. Actually, she might just be trying to get her phone to charge. She's not very good at technology, and she has been known to just scream charge at it to get it to charge. Anyway, the point is, £80 for 40 minutes. Right, another little break there. I managed to get Sue outside. I just threw a banana onto the street, and she's gone. So, thank God. The point is, 14 minutes for £80. Or was it £80 for 14 minutes? No, that's the same. Was it £14 for 80 minutes? None of this. Anyway, either way, I didn't even want to do a workshop on stenciling, all right? I just thought it might help my career. I'm not sure why. I have a lot of ups and downs mentally. So, I was probably in a manic phase, I think, around that time. So 14 minutes, that's all I got. I mean, yes, I was 45 minutes late. I'm not saying that wasn't true. I was 45 minutes late, but still, I'm an actress. I can't be expected to arrive to anything on time. Even my own hernia operation. Fuck, that was a sight. That was a sight and a half, I don't mind saying. But anyway, I can't be expected to arrive to things on time. An actress's talent feeds on the world around her. Right? An actress travelling from A to B will get distracted by C and D and E and ice cream. You see? It's what happens because our brains are always thinking, we're always looking around and using stuff for inspiration. You can't take that away from us. We feed on the world around us, okay? An actress's talent gorges itself on life. Not unlike, actually, the comic book villain Galactus. I don't know if you've heard of these. He feeds on planets. My actual nephew, Phil Dunning, was telling me about that. He's an awful geek. But Galactus, he eats planets. And in much the same way, we feed on experience, on the world around us. Not in the same way, you know, we don't actually eat Earth. I don't want anyone to start thinking they should, because you mustn't. Although, of course, my best friend, Sue Clinch, did once spend a month eating nothing but Earth. Long story. She was trying to dig her way to Australia. She got quite far, actually. But as always, she forgot to take any provisions with her. And there's only so many worms, you know. She could easily eat 1,000 and still be hungry. She was trying to dig there to Australia because she'd just seen The Greatest Showman. Fuck, I love that show. Fuck, I love that movie. What I wouldn't give to be in it. I'd play a horse. Anyway, she loved The Greatest Showman, and she got convinced, like she gets convinced about a lot of things, that Hugh Jackman was actually her soulmate. She's not well, bless her. I said, Sue, Jackman could have any woman or man on the planet. Why would he possibly want someone with your massive jaws? No offence. She said,
I think he'd like my personality.
Personality, darling? I said you are literally used in seminars as an example of how a personality can go horribly wrong.
But we're meant to be together. It's destiny, she screams.
Anyway, poor Sue was in that hole for some time, you know. I'd throw some tarpauling over her in the evening to keep the rain off. I tried to get her to wear a mac or a cagoule or hoodie even, but no, she refused to wear any clothes. She wanted her and Hugh to meet as nature intended. Eventually, this infernal digging became something of an overnight online sensation when my actual nephew, Phil Dunning, mentioned it on his Facebook page. Get Sue out of the hole became quite the hashtag, and it actually led to an online suggestion that Jackman's behaviour in not going to help her was actually really quite bad, inappropriate, and could lead to him being cancelled. I managed to arrange to get him to come over here in the end. He was terrified. All the celebrities are terrified of being cancelled. I do think, in some ways, I quite like to cancel all of them and just start again, you know, with me. So I've got a head start. Anyway, so Hugh, heroic as ever, leapt onto a plane, didn't even bother to use the door to get inside. That's how action man he is. Flew straight over here. Sadly making the whole redundant, you know, but I don't think she would have got to Australia. To be honest, she'd only got about 4 foot, maybe. Anyway, I mean, that says she's got huge feet, so a foot to her would be 6 or 7 metres to us. I might have got that over the top there. But anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, will you please let me carry on? I'm trying to tell this story, and the imaginary person that I'm telling it to keeps getting me distracted. Anyway, the point is, Hugh got to the hole. Eventually he manages to coax Sue out of her self-made Hades. As Sue hoists herself from the pit, howling, "I'm coming, Hugh!" Mr. Jackman prepares himself. Luckily, he had played Van Helsing in the deliberately awful film of the same name, and he knew a little something about dealing with the unspeakable and the demonic. So as Sue lumbered into sight, a month-long, unwashed, naked creature, her breath reeking of the grave, he crossed himself and doused her in holy water. She screamed in pain. Not from the water, she just stood on a particularly sharp rock thrown up by her excavations. "Sue, darling," I said, "he's here. Stop screaming. He's here. Hugh Jackman is here. He's actually come to see you. You can stop digging." Sue took one long, bulging eye on her prey, breathed, scratched herself a bit, you know, and then said,
"Oh, no, that's not what I mean, is it? I meant the other one."
"What? What other one? There is no other Hugh Jackman, Sue, darling. The universe wouldn't allow it."
No, I mean the other one. Russell Crowe, maybe."
"Russell Crowe. Well, I'm not going to help you there, Sue," I said. "That man is an absolute stain on the profession. I won't go into why. Actually, I will. What happened was, my nephew, Phil Dunning, absolutely idolised that man for years. One day, he actually managed to get close to him at a red carpet event. I think it was the opening of a new charity trying to save gibbons. Or destroy them. I would put nothing past that man. Anyway, Phil Dunning, my actual nephew, asked him, 'Is your accent in the movie Robin Hood authentic for the period and the place, or is it just a load of old bollocks?' Crow flies into a rage, absolutely loses it, and cover your ears if you're a little sensitive. He told Phil to naff off, and Phil has never really recovered from that. Anyway, long story, unnecessarily elongated, eventually Sue, sick of eating dirt, says,
'You'll do,'
drags Hugh into her sort of shack and gives him the absolute time of his life. I'll give it to Sue. When she gets the chance, she does not hold back. And people have always come away very impressed. You know, you may have heard the astronaut... can't be astronaut, can it? Is it astronaut or astronaut? No, they wouldn't call them astronauts. Astronaut? Is it astronaut or astronaut? Sue? Oh, she's gone outside. Astronaut. Anyway, the astronaut, Buzz Aldrin, used to bang on about how after he'd been to the moon, normal life just seemed pointless, you know, empty. Nothing could compare to it. And I think Jackman felt very much the same after his rampant evening with Sue Clinch. I haven't seen any of his work since, but I've heard he's an absolute shadow of his former self. What was I talking about? This is what happened, you see. This is your fault. I think I went off on a tangent, didn't I, in the middle of introducing myself. If I had to speak about one actual thing for any length of time, I'm just lost. I mean, let's try it now. I'll talk about, I don't know, parrots. Parrots? Nope, that's all I've got. Actually, it was a tangent on a tangent, wasn't it? I was talking about being late for a workshop. The thing is, people have to realise that actresses have a very special dispensation where they can call out, if they're late, they can call out, "Actresses diversion! Actresses diversion!" And what that means is if you're late for anything, you shout out "actresses diversion" and you have to be forgiven for it. It means, you know, you meant to be on time, but on the way you got diverted by, I don't know, an amusing beggar woman with a funny walk or a sad washerwoman, or you just wanted to get a coffee. But the point is, without these little moments, how are we meant to create a character? How is your talent meant to flourish? Without constant observation of the world around us, as well as a steady supply of flat whites, how the hell are we meant to bring the kind of performances that can change the world? Like, I don't know, Judi Dench's Victoria, or Glenda Jackson's Cleopatra, or, dare I say it, Anna Mann's Mrs. Flecker, in the short-running, incredibly violent cake competition drama Flecker's Furious Fancies. I'm sorry, but this is the hill I will, if not die on, certainly lose a toe. Not the big one, I need that, but the others. I couldn't give a shit about them, to be honest. Have them, if toes are your thing, and I don't judge you if they are. Right, I'm lost again. The point is, this show features so many funny stories and cheeky little remembrances, which I will, well, I would talk about, but I've just done it, haven't I, within the introduction. So that's your lot for this week. That's what I'm saying. Thanks for listening. I promise to try and get past the introduction next time, but it's not likely, is it, based on my tangential warts? Is that a thing? If you wish to support my work, darling, and hear even more of this rubbish, please do head over to Patreon or Ko-fi, chuck in a pound or two, and you can now buy a little birthday message from Anna on celebvm.com, or you could even hire me for an online party on my Facebook page. So many revenue streams and all of them pretty much dry. The podcast will be back next week, fingers crossed, every week. And what's more, fans of my live streaming show, keep your eyes peeled, because it'll be back soon in one form or another. All my love and all my guts to you brave listeners. Never give in or give up or give out. Just give or take. Suck on the lifeblood of the universe and it will give you a sort of cosmic protein. Take care. Be yourselves. And if you can't be yourselves, be Mrs. Flagg.
You've been listening to Nanoman, starring Colin Holt, edited by Dan Snellgrove, part of the Great Big Owl family. Please subscribe, review and share. You can find Colin on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. And the same goes for Nanoman. Just look it up, you'll find it. I'm Sue Clinch. Ta-ra.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Trolled from Great Big Owl. Tracy Ann Oberman interviews celebrities about their experiences of abuse online.
If you want to sit in a room and talk to another fella sitting in his room and have an argument, that's fine too. Or you can not do that.
On trains.
About to get on the train and this woman hit me in the back and said, "You're an arsehole."
And on a bus.
And I think it's weird that you would suggest that a woman is so ugly to get sex when you basically look like a potato.
All that and more. That's Trolled with Tracy Ann Oberman from Great Big Owl, out now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.